Where are we in human evolution in this path? Well, we started as mariculture-like fish, evolved to the amphibian phase where we're able to take the water under the land into agriculture, and the next level where we developed the mechanized nature of humanity like a reptile was associated with the industrial age. So the industrial age of civilization is self-similar to the reptiles, an ability to create a mechanism that was far superior to than the previous civilization was able to do. Interestingly, the reptiles diverged into two groups, the small little reptiles, the lizards, and ultimately the large reptiles, the dinosaurs. And what's interesting about this evolution is a dinosaur is actually an inflated lizard. That if you look at a small little lizard and blow it up in a large picture, it looks like a dinosaur. In fact, I remember long before Spielberg, one of the first movies when I was a kid that I saw that had dinosaurs when it was Victor Mature in a movie called 1 Million BC. And I loved it. They didn't have dinosaurs and they didn't have animatronics or computer-generated kinds of dinosaurs. What did they use to make dinosaurs? Well, they actually took little lizards and, you know, glued some horns on their faces and things like that, and then blew them up with macro photography, and they actually look like dinosaurs. So dinosaurs are actually just blown up reptiles. But something happened with the dinosaur evolution, and that's this. If you look at a small little 5-inch reptile as a model for a 50-foot dinosaur, and I say, okay, here's the blueprint of this 5-inch lizard. And I say, you see this little leg, how it moves and it clicks like this? I say, it takes 10 muscles to make that movement and one nerve cell to fire those 10 muscles so that this behavior of the reptile leg is 10 muscles, one nerve cell. But then we want to take this blueprint and blow it up into a dinosaur. So this little tiny leg of the 5-inch lizard now is a leg on a 50-foot dinosaur. It still does the same movement that the little lizard did, but it takes a lot more than 10 muscles. Maybe it takes 10 million muscles to move the leg. But what was interesting is, yes, it takes a million times more muscles, but it still only takes one nerve to fire 10 million muscles. So what was interesting is the body of the dinosaur is an inflated reptile, and everything got bigger except for the brain. The brain stayed small because the same muscles could be fired 10 million muscles by one nerve or 10 muscles by one nerve. So in the evolution of dinosaurs, the brain stayed small. Well, then I said, well, what does all this mean in our human evolution? Well, I said, well, look, the reptiles represent the industrial age. It started with small businesses, little mom-and-pop shops. But at some time, they inflated, and they became giant corporations. What was very interesting, while the corporations became physically large, their awareness stayed very small. And this is a problem, because this is what led to the demise of the dinosaurs. And the reason is this. A dinosaur could operate and survive with a small brain as long as the environment stayed perfectly stable. But the moment the environment started to change, the brain wasn't able to handle the massiveness of a dinosaur's body and adapt it to a new environment. So in a state of an environment upheaval, the dinosaurs crashed because they weren't able to accommodate an adaptation because they were neurologically ill-equipped to do so. Well, that takes us to our current state of civilization, where we have an industrial age that provides for a massive corporation, something like General Motors, for example. And it's just fun to see how little awareness this massive organization has, because as the environment's beginning to change and all of a sudden we can't afford the gas for those SUVs, the awareness at General Motors headquarters are still making more SUVs. And it says the corporation is in a state of struggle right now because it's questioning its survival, and yet its awareness isn't accommodating this change. So there's these parallels that exist. But let's just go on and then come back. Because the industrial age, the reptilian age, provided for the next evolution. The reptiles provided for birds. The industrial age provided for the bird-like phase of human civilization. I said, what's the bird phase of human civilization? The answer is simple. When Wilbur and Orville Wright flew off the ground and flight was introduced to civilization, it changed civilization profoundly. And the reason is, when you're flying like a bird, you're not caught on the ground and immediately interacting with everything on the ground. You're above everything. And birds have perspective. They can see above. And so it's interesting because the change of perspective of civilization with the introduction of aviation completely changed our civilization. The world is now a very small place. And it's very interesting because the fullest evolution of the bird phase of human civilization was the development of space flight. And the fullest evolution took us as aviators to the moon. And so in 1969, when astronauts landed on the moon and took a picture of our planet suspended in dark space, the perspective of the bird phase profoundly changed the population that was on the planet at that moment. Because at that moment, people looked up and said, oh my God, that's all we have is that little blue-green gem suspended in the darkness. And people started all of a sudden take a different perception and perspective of the planet. They said, my goodness, that's all we have. We better start taking care of this place. We better take care of the air, and we better take care of the water. We better take care of the children. We better take care of the people. So the bird phase of evolution introduced us to a new concept called taking care. Well, taking care is called nurturing. And it's not a coincidence that after the birds evolved, mammals evolved. And mammals, by their character, are nurturers. So the evolution of mammals in the sequence of animal evolution is matched by the evolution of a mammalian phase of civilization that was seeded in 1969, because that was the point where nurturing started to be recognized as relevant to our survival. So that human civilization has gone through a fish phase as mariculture, an amphibian phase as agriculture, an industrial phase as a reptile phase. It grew up into the dinosaurs, where the corporations are now ruling the earth. It led to the birds, which is aviation, which then led to the space flight and the perspective that the planet is all that we have and we have to take care of it. And so that introduced the concept of nurturing in a civilization, seeding a mammalian generation, a mammalian civilization. And yet, where are we today? And the answer is, we're at a stage where there are dinosaurs, birds, and mammals at the same time. But this, we go back in history, finds that this also occurred. The first mammals were created while dinosaurs were still here. The dinosaurs were the monsters that were ruling the earth at that time. The mammals were these little meek furry things trying to keep out of the way the dinosaurs and surviving in this situation. And I put us in our world today and recognize we're in the exact same fractal imagery. At this very moment, the dinosaurs, the corporations, are ruling the earth just as the dinosaurs did before. That they're destroying, in a sense, our own environment. And yet, if we go back in that evolution, we recognize that the dinosaurs crash and the mammals, the meek, take over the earth. Well, now we look at our situation, we say, wait a second. The industrial age is reptilian. Ha! It's even more than that. Because then I say, what's the fuel of the industrial age, the fuel that is providing for our world the way it's running today? And the answer is oil. Well, euphemistically, oil is the blood of the dinosaur. So the character of dinosaurs, oil, is the character of our industrial evolution that we're facing right now. Yeah, but the environment's changing. Oil's running out. The blood that feeds this dinosaur is running out. And just as the dinosaurs faced their challenges of a changing environment and couldn't manage it and ultimately died, which allowed the mammals to take over, we are at this very moment in a stage where corporations are teeter-tottering because they can't maintain themselves anymore. They've grown too big and they have too little awareness to maintain this world. And while they're doing their destruction of the planet, a new series of people are coming out of the old, just like we talked about the imaginal cells in the decaying body of a caterpillar. The imaginal cells are the mammals today. The imaginal cells are people that are saying, there's another way to do this. There's a better, brighter image that's much more successful than the one we're doing. And these are the mammalian cells that are coming together and coalescing at this time, the precursors of the next level of our evolution. The fractal image itself. It's not a coincidence. We know where we've been. And all I have to say is dinosaurs as they crash. Allow us meek to take over this planet and new ideas that the imaginative cells will offer to support and encourage our survival as a civilization on this planet.